Persephone. Before I could push a button, the doors closed. I went into free fall, but the cables caught. When the doors opened, the hallway ran black before me until I entered a tiny glass train, like Snow White's coffin, where she was placed on display after the apple. I glided to the verge of a deep blue lake, then plunged in. The seams of my enclosure held tight. No water leaked in. It dawned on me that I was going to die alone. I worried about my mother, but stayed calm until I fell asleep, dreamed of the lake's source, silver from the mines of Argentina. I prefer long, skinny countries like the legs of stovepipe pants on tall, slim men, like the one who greeted me with a bowl of pomegranate seeds in one hand, uncut gemstones in the other. Flowers don't grow without sun. I saw kindness in his dark eyes. Blue shadows fell on my green paisley scarf as I drank the poisonous lake water so I could forget the way my mother holds little birds in her hands and all I'd left behind.